This is Corey from Hero Parking, and as promised, I am here to bring you Black Lightning, the review of the very first episode. Today, unfortunately, there was some technical difficulty when it came to Facebook Live and recording on Anchor. We're going to have to figure out some things on how to make it accurate and helpful and how to share it cooperatively, and it worked perfectly. But for now, we have an actual recording of our review that we will be playing right now, and hopefully that will perdure until we figure out more on Anchor. For now, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you like and make sure you continue listening to us to hear more about our superheroes. But for now, here is a review of Hero Parking of Black Lightning.
So, we're going to finally get to talk Black Lightning.
Black Lightning.
So let me preface this first, okay? Would you agree that when I said that we both watched the trailer, it was your idea to say we need to watch the first episode and just give us the review, correct?
Yes.
Because we both thought it was going to be awful.
Garbage.
Okay.
Your thought. Oh, there you are. Okay. I thought it was going to be garbage, but it actually kind of surprised me. It had some drama, which was actually kind of decent. It had a decent plot. It made you like the characters, which is, I think, is very important. And you just wanted them to succeed, and it had some cheesy action in the beginning. Towards the end, it got better. But yeah, overall, I'd say it was good, but not amazing.
I agree with you. I think it was a very solid...
Yes.
First episode. Very solid. It surprised me because I'm coming here thinking the whole thing was going to be cheesy. And I was completely blown away with the fact that it was not that. Like, in the trailer, the superpowers and everything that happens, like the punches, looks awful. But in the actual episode, it's not terrible.
No.
You know what I mean?
The very first time that you kind of see his powers and he's in the club, it's a little meh.
Right.
But it gets better, and overall it was good.
I think what made this so surprising to me is because the trailer tricked me to believe that it was going to be so bad. But then I thought to myself, it's the CW. You usually don't screw up. Exactly what happened.
True. Well, sometimes they do. Yeah. So, what'd you say?
I said that I was quite surprised with the CW itself. Like, it surprised me. Like, we shouldn't be surprised. With the CW, that's how superhero things are made. They do it fantastically.
Right. They do a pretty good job. Definitely Flash is their top show, and it comes on right after that, and it's kind of, I'd say, the biggest downfall. Well, I mean, in DVR, who cares? But it's kind of late. Like, it's kind of a late showing, but it's okay. So I would recommend just DVRing and watching it later, but overall, it was good. My biggest downfall, I think, was the suit. I think the suit could be better. I would like to see a more armored suit, I think. And I think they were going for an armored suit, but it had all these lights and, like, plastic pieces. I think they should go for a more, like, a Daredevil style, maybe, of, like, an armored look, and have, like, some light, like, lights to it. Like, Black Widow. Like,
yeah.
The lights and, like, the blue lights they had on, I think that was, Winter Soldier. I think that would be cool. Instead of, like, these plasticky lightning things. Which, the look of it, like, the design of it was okay, but it looked a little plastic.
Right.
So, and I definitely liked, like, the backstory. I think the backstory really brought you in, and, like, what happened? Like, what made him stop? Like,
right. I really enjoyed the backstory, and I enjoyed the, like, I don't want to compare it, because I always compare everything, but, like, the Alfred figure, the guy that comes in and says, like, hey, come in here, you always knew that you'd come back to Black Lightning, you always knew, like, that to me is really very interesting. daddy that's like, he's big and like he's ahead of everybody. So they're trying to do like a Bisk character. Because like when that guy came in who's like selling all those drugs and doing all those things, he just took him down. He's like, I don't care. And he shoots him with a lampoon and like brings him. I'm like, holy crap. What?
Yeah.
I really liked it.
He like shot him with the harpoon. That was crazy.
And the whole reason that he was saying that they wanted, the whole reason he quit is because he took that guy down in the past. Remember him talking about that?
Right.
So he did come back.
He killed Black Lightning.
Right. Right.
That's interesting. I think there's a lot of backstory to play with, which is good. And I like his morals. He's got a very solid, and he seems like a very solid guy. Like, he doesn't back down. Like,
I would present him as tough but genuine. Like, he really loves being a principal. He really loves his school. He doesn't want all the violence and everything that comes in school. Like, when they had a discussion about the metal detectors, people comes like, no, we haven't had that in so many years. Why are we bringing that in now? So he knows what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's cool.
It is very cool. Yeah. And I like the how his eyes got, like, all white, kind of.
Right,
right. It's like cool effect. And it has a good plot. I mean, I think it does well in the CW. I think back in the beginning, also, when I thought it was going to be terrible, too, because they announced it, and they also said it wasn't going to be in their Arrowverse.
Right.
I mean, what? So that makes me think, well, they don't like the show that much. Like, if they're not going to put it in their Arrowverse, but they're going to put it right next to their, like, superhero.
Right.
Like, they put it right after the Flash, so they're obviously trying. They're getting views off of the Flash, obviously.
Right. Right.
So, you know, why wouldn't they want to add him in the Arrowverse? After seeing the first episode, I think that they should. Like,
I totally agree. I can totally see, like, him coming in, or like Flash coming in, or Green Arrow saying, listen, we need help here. Like, they, like, you know, like how Flash and Green Arrow do that all the time. They go to each other's place and they're like, hey, we need help. I could see him fitting in that. He's very confident. He's not as corny as I thought it was going to be. He's not corny at all, in my opinion.
No, he's
like,
not.
They could make him really corny, and he wasn't.
He was awesome. Like, like the guy that they got to play him, he nailed it. Like, nailed it. I thought it was going to be super cheesy and, like, I know this is, I know most people wouldn't agree with me, but I didn't like, Luke Cage, and I thought it was going to be kind of like Luke Cage a little bit, but it wasn't. It had its own feel, and it was a lot, I thought it was a lot better, because.
Yes, absolutely. I think the Black Lightning presented it better than Luke Cage did.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I liked, I didn't know a lot about, Black Lightning, but I liked how I did some research, and his two daughters actually have powers. They are Thunder and Lightning, and they showed the one have at the end of the episode like start to feel her powers.
Right,
but that was pretty cool. So I think they'll delve into that throughout the seasons, and I think they'll both end up being their own heroes. So.
And I always give a series a nod when they give you an, like, every episode they give you a little bit of a, like, a, like, what's happening next episode, and they did that perfectly. It wasn't too much, but it was going to say, oh, something's happening.
Right. Like, you know, see that episode. It's gonna be
which awesome. Makes me say, okay, I'll probably watch the second episode of Black Lightning. Like, it's probably going to end.
And I hope they end up doing a crossover with
me too.
Black Lightning, because, I mean, they did it, they ended up doing it with Supergirl, and this year's the first crossover of this year was awesome. Crisis on Earth X was so good. Such a good crossover. So, I mean, I hope they end up, you know, greenlighting a crossover with him. And I hope to see some good seasons out of the show. I think they have great potential, and I hope they nail it like they did The Flash. I think The Flash is their best show at the moment. Unfortunately, Arrow's kind of going downhill, in my opinion. But they're bringing it back a little bit. Good potential.
I think that if, for me, to be drawn into a good superhero TV show, you need to have a great superhero and you have a great villain. Two things that are just like, man, both sides are interesting, because you always have that thing where, let's see what's checking on the villain right now, or let's check in on the superhero, how they're interacting. And right now, for the first episode, they nailed that. And I'm excited to see what they're going to do. I hope it doesn't get, like, dulled down or boring or, like, what's happening. Because I could see the potential of this whole, like, the ex-wife wanting him to not become a superhero becomes something where it's just, like, over and over. I hope it's one of those things where it's just, like, I'm doing it, period. Like, this is how it affects. Because you see this, like, game of her going, thanks for helping my kids. But then I can see her coming back and saying, why did you do that? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't want that to drag.
You want stupid drama. There was a good amount of good drama and a good plot, which sometimes with superhero stuff is usually the problem, is the plot.
Yep.
And it's gone down a good path, so hopefully it can bring that and it doesn't get too dramatic on stupid stuff like, oh, you can't be a superhero.
Right.
But we'll see.
Overall, I'm excited about it. I'll definitely be watching the next episode.
Definitely.
We'll go from there. So
sounds good.
Hopefully, any other thoughts?
Hopefully we can watch the whole season and maybe have a recap of the entire season.
I'm up for that. Yeah. Think it happen?
You know, you actually have to watch all the episodes, though. This guy, he's not even caught up on Flash, guys. Give him a hard time.
Listen. I have a kid, but that's no excuse because I didn't have a kid before and I could have been able to catch him. Stop. Anyway, if he does have two kids, that's literally not an excuse at all. It's just me trying to make myself sound better,
yeah.
But in reality, it's not good at all. At all. So,
you have an excuse for the last episode, and that's it. The one episode before that you should have watched.
I totally should have. I'm almost done with episode... I'm almost done with season 3. Literally that close to season 3, almost done. Then
good. Get it done. Next season, we're doing every episode.
I'm in. So, our hope here at Hero Parking is to do more episodes within the new year. We're hoping to try to do it every 2 weeks, did we decide? Is that right?
I think something like that. And hopefully we can get in, like, every new show that's happening. And maybe some shows that are going on still.
Right. So that's our hope for the new year. More episodes, more things, and probably more through Facebook. Because like I was discussing with Ben earlier today, YouTube is having its issues. I'm not saying we're not ever going to do a post on YouTube, but this seems to be the format that works best for us at the moment. So this, why not embrace it? So there you go. Any other last words?
If you guys have any comments or want us to talk about anything, just leave us a comment below and we will answer all your questions.
Yeah.
We'll feature that in the next episode. We're amazing and we know everything.
So this is the review of Black Lightning. Let us know what your thoughts are. Make sure you call in. Tell us your thoughts, what you thought of Black Lightning, and some comments as well. Maybe we can answer them next time on Anchor. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, this has been Hero Parking.